let us start over again the sugya from Rava Bo, four lines from the bottom. Omar Rabbi Abo, Simone, Soris, Ba'ilanis, Uben Shmoine, Ein Oisin, Behen Maise, Ach Yehu, Ben Esrim. Let us see what Rashi says. Simone Soris Ba'ilanis, Ein Oisin Ben Maise, Laharzikam Begdoilim Visorisim. To say Betoiris Vadai that they are Gdoilim and Sorisim, you need Tutnoim, Achiyehei Bnei Esrim, Veloi Heviyu, and they didn't bring Saris. So they're 20 years old. They didn't bring Saris. They have Simone's resource. So then I can say they're Vadai Gdoilim, Vadai Sarisim. They'll bring Saris before 20, they're not Sarisim. The Gdoilim then. They'll bring Saris later after 20, so those Saris are nothing. Those are Shumen. Umishneim osar ad esrim, from 12, ayektane ad esrim, mitzapim lehem. We don't know. Im yaviyu, if they'll bring Saris, that means till esrim, before esrim, areihem ktanim ad achsho. So they were ktanim till now. They're not sarisim. And they were ktanim, and the saris makes them for gdolim. Ve'im lo yaviyu, and if they won't bring saris till esrim, is gdolim heim, so they're gdolim limafreya. That's how the Kolben Nesanel says pshat. And that is like Rav, that Rav says that a saris becomes a godol bishonim without simonim. You don't need saris to make him a godol, because fakert, a saris doesn't bring shtei saris. So he's a godol with shonim alone. So if it's nisbarer by 20 that he's a saris, so then he's a godol amafreya. So Rav Abo said, Simoni Soris Va'ailanis, Einoisim Ben Maise. That means we don't know Klor. The Simoni Soris doesn't prove anything. We don't know. Achiyo Ben Esri. But when they're 20 years old and there's no Saris, then we know he's a Soris. And the God of Lamafreya, Rashi said. Uben Ches. Now Rav Abo says about another case that we don't know what they were, what they are, and it'll become Mizbar by Esrim. Uben Shmoine is also Ein Oisim Ben Maisa Shei Ben Esrim. So what is the case of Ben Shmoine? Uben Ches Shenoilad Leches Chadoshim. Now, Neilad Leches Chadoshim, so we assume a ben ches is an eifel. Ein oisin boi maise lahach zikoi ke ben kayome bishvil simonim. There also, the simonim that he brings, just like we said before, simonis risus that a soris brings, is not mevarer bebrirus that he's a soris till he's 20 and he doesn't bring shtei saris. So the simonim that a ben ches chadoshim will bring to show that he's not a nefel is also not mevarer that he's not a nefel. Einoisim by maise lachzikoi ke ben kayome bishvil simonim. Kloima, af al pi she gomru simonei saroi bitziponov kshenoilot. Even though when he was born, so it's gomru simoni sare v'tziponov. So in other words, that is moichiach, that that he's really a ben, he's a ben zayin, in ishtui ishtai. That means if the sare and tziponov or nigma sakoch is a ben zayin. Why was he born b'chaydesh hashmini? For some reason, the Leida was not in time, and it wasn't B'chaydish HaShmini. Afilu hochi lo yamrinin ba'kayome hu vadai. I don't say he's a vadai ba'kayome. Achiyiye ben Esrim Shona. When he becomes Esrim Shona, and he's still alive, now I know he's not a Nefel. Till Esrim Shona, he's a Sophic Nefel. I don't know what he is. Maybe he's a Nefel, maybe he's not a Nefel. So the Gemara asks as follows, Uben Shmoine Mitochai. Now, you're saying that if a Ben Shmoine lives till 20 years, so Mamela, then I know he's not a Nefel. So it seems from you that a Ben Shmoine can live. Vasanya, we learned Ben Shmoine Areyu Ke'evan. A Ben Shmoine is Muktzin Shabbos. Vasa L'Tautaloi. Avul Ime Sheikha Olov Umanikosa Mivnei Asakona. The mother is permitted to be Meinik Mnei Asakona. Rashi says here Sakona Shneyem, Aben Vaim. Shlo Yarbe Cholov Adadim, Vitei Ones Vitamus. Baal Koponim, we assume that this is a Vadai Nefel. You're telling me that it's a Sophic Nefel. You tell me it's a Sophic Nefel, but I know so it's a Sophic Nefel, so maybe it's a Ben Kayome, so we wouldn't give him a din of Muktzeh. He says he becomes a Vadai Ois Nefel by 20, but till 20, he's not, you have a 19-year-old going around and building houses and doing everything. Good. Rishonim ask on Rashi, you call this person a Sophic Nefel. Fine. Rashi holds he is a Sophic Nefel. He's a Sophic Nefel. If he's a Sophic Nefel till 20, so why, without any biru, so why does a Ben Shmoine Bedin of Muktzeh? So the Gemara says, Hoche b'mayaskinu kshegomru simono. So the Gemara says that what it says, a Ben Shmoine Hareyu Ke'evan is speaking about, he was born the 8th month without Nigmaru Saro Vitzipono. So Memele, so you don't have any raya that he's a Ben Shiva. He was born in the 8th month. Normally, a person who's born in the 8th month is really, he was born a month early. So such a blood is a vada is loichaya. That's 100% true. But Rabbi Bo is speaking about that he brought some on him. Nigmaru saroi b'tzipolnov. He brought some on him. So memele, if he brought simonim, so this already is a Sophic. Now maybe taki is a ben shiva. And v'nishtar, that means I have conflicting hoichoches. He was born in the 8th month, so it seems he's not a bar kayome. It's nigmaru sara v'tziponov, so it would seem that he was really nigmar in the 7th month, and for some reason he wasn't born in the month he was nigmar, which is also a modna, but that's what it seems. So he have conflicting eichoches. So he's a Sophic Nefel, but he'll become a vadei ois Nefel by 20. The sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, eizehu ben shmoine, kol shalei kol aloi chadoshev. The Tanakhama says, if it's loi kol aloi chadoshev, if he was born the 8th month, he's a ben shmoine. The Tanakhama doesn't make any cheshbonis. He's born in the 8th month, he's a ben shmoine, and he's a nefel finished. Rebbe Yoimel, simonim meichichamol, do you know, how do we know he's a ben shmoine? Sari v'tziponov shalei gomel. That alone is not enough that he was born in the 8th month. you observed the Seyor and the Tziponayim, Shalei Gomru, that's called a Ben Shmoyne. So what did Rabbi say? That a Vaday Nefel is not sufficient that he was born in the eighth month. From his goof you can see that he wasn't Nigma yet. That's called a Ben Shmoyne. So now, the Gemara makes a diyuk, or Rav Bo made a diyuk, Taime Deloy Gomru. When does Rabbi say that he's a Ben Shmoyne and Loy Chaye? That's Tafke Deloy Gomru, born in the eighth month, and without Saris V'Tziponayim, some Mele, that's Avade Ben Shmoyne, which Loy Chaye. Oh, Gomru. But what if it be Gomru? Omrinen, Hai Bar Zayinu. Then I assume that, how did this happen? That was Gomru. Sakochoch, this is a Bar Zayin. Vishtahu Yehudi Ishtai. I said, why wasn't he born in the seventh month? Akashe. So he remained, Bimeimoi till the eighth month, and then he was born. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Taima do legomru benichuse v'siyuma de milse. Now we're going to bring the Rai. Bar shivo uleshivo nigmarotzu rosai. If it's gomru sarovitziponu, so we say he was completely, the yitzira was completely nigma the seventh month. Eloshenishta v'choza. And he went back. What said he went back? So the Yaivet says that in the seventh month when he was Roy Leder, so there's different meduras by the mother. So in the seventh month, Mistame, he was in the medura hatachtoine, and he was Oymed Leile. Then it was Chozar, he went back to the medura Oyoine. That's what happened. So Mamela, that's why he wasn't born. Mi moder ratachting le moder hell. That's what Rashi means. In fact, it's not shriach, but I have a problem over here. There's this stira de kaychoches. Here he's born the eighth month, and here he hears siponayim and saris, which are nigma. Vashmina rabbo. So this is number one. Well, first of all, we see that according to Rabbi says the other way, that the loy nigma is a ben shmoyne, but it seems nigma doesn't have a din of a ben shmoyne that has a din of an even. Vashmina rava bo, tafilu le Rabbi, loy marzikin le bebar kayome, ad shiye ben chov. Now this is rava bo's ashtik toire. Rabbi only said that he's a Suffolk navel. Suffolk. But a vadai, ois nefel, that can only wait till at least 20 years. That was the shtick teure of Rabbi Abo. Frag the Gemara. Eloho da oved rove teisvor. There was a maise, but by rove teisvor, uvde, beishe shaholach baila limdina sayom. A woman, her husband went away, Limdina Sayom. Beishtai atreise yarchi shata. We know Klo, her husband was away 12 months. He came back after 12 months, and Mazel Tov. After 12 months, a child was born. Now, there's a very big kasha. The husband was away 12 months, and the child was born. A year later, so lechere kochach she was mezane, so the child was a mamza. The achshere in rove taisvo was marsha the child, and then he said it's not a mamza, it's a kosher kind. So the gemara says kiman kerebi the omar mishtar. So kochach rove holds like Rebbe. Now that's a kasha. The kasha is Rebbe is a das yochid. That means that yesod is the machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon said there's no such thing as ishtai. That means if he's born in the 8th month, so Al-Kochach wasn't going to be Neulad in the 7th month. That's so it's no such thing as Ishtai. Rebbe said, no, it's possible he was Roy to be born the 7th month, and for some reason he was born Shaloi Bismanai. So Memele, that's the lumbus of Rava Taisfa also. Rava said, what's the kasha? Could be she was Nisaba 12 months ago. A kochach, I mean, if it's a kosher child, before her husband left, and there was a shtai for 3 months. So the Gemara says, but that's a das yochid, Rebbe in the Chachomim, we can't pass, can the Chachomim hold, you don't say ishtai. So the Gemara says, kive de ike, Rabban Shimon Gamliel, the oma mishtai, ki rabbi mova. Since this Rabban Shimon Gamliel says mishtai also, that means that the Rebbe isn't the only one that says this mishtai. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says mishtai. So Memela, Rebbe, Rav Shimon Gamliel, hold Mishtai, Smeli also said Mishtai, Kirabi Mova. The Sanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Oima, Kol Sheh Shoh Lama Yoyim Bo Odo, Meini Neif, Rav Shimon Gamliel said a generality that if a child lived 30 days, Kol is Maba everything. Kol Sheh Shoh Lama Yoyim, according to Rashi, the Rabbein Abram in the whole says that you don't even need Nigmaru. As long as it lived 30 days, Evaraya Brule, that this is not a Neifel, Nakocha Chishtai. So Memele, so Rav Shimon Gamliel also is a Sfora of Nishtai. So Memele, so Rave Taisfor was Seimach on them. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Vishtai Atreisa Yachi Shate, Shaloi Chazar, the husband never came back. Vyode Ishtoi L'Saif Shnosa. Achshrei Rove, the Kosovo, Mishtai Hablad, Achagmar Tzorosa. It's possible. Vizen Mishtai Gimul Chadoshim, Lemrinin Laach Sholach Bailon Isabra Meyach. Kosha Shor Shloishim Yoim Boodom, Shechai Shloishim Emeni Nefel, Vafilu Loikololoi Chodshi Ibo, Domrinin Lashiva Nigmar Tzorosa, Mishtai Achmini. Lachanokit ba'odam, dila be'ahim ha'ktani hosam, shmayne yomim, shor ein neifel. That's what he says, ba'odam. Now, l'chayre, we have to understand, Rove Teisfo was soymach on Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now, l'chayre, that what Rebbe says Ishtoi. So Rebbe said Ishtoi because he has a kasha. Why was it Nigmaru Sarei V'Tzipono? So that, I mean, if it's a Ben Shmoyne, usually it's Lo Nigmaru Sarei V'Tzipono. So that's L'Choyre Aichoche, that it was a, it's not Aichoche Brura, but it's Aichoche, that it's a Ben Shiva. And so why was it born in the 8th month? Ishtai. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel perhaps is a better Eichoche. Rabbi Bo didn't speak according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says if it lives 30 days, it's a raya that it's a ben Shiva. A ben Shmaine doesn't live. So Eichoche, this is a ben Shiva v'ishtai. So Al Koponim, Rabbi had a Oichoche of Nigmaru Sarei V'Tziponov to make it al kaponim a sofik bar kayome. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had a oichoche of chai shloishim yoim that made it a mavadi bar kayome. And Rove Taisvo, what did he have? Rove Taisvo, It could be Ishtai. That's what we see from them. It could be Ishtai. There's such a musig. There's such a concept. According to Rebbe, he lived for 20 years. I can say Ishtai. There is a concept of Ishtai. What right do you have to say that Ishtai? What? Unless you'll say, I saw someplace, I can't remind where I saw that someone says because he stole the mother and the cheskes tzadekis, the cheskes kashres. So you have here something that's telling me that that she wasn't mizane. There's no, like this. If there's no concept of Ishtai, I know klal that she was mizanech. I mean, I see the child was born after 12 months. But if we see that there are tanoim that hold that there is a concept of Ishtai, so forget, they need a chochas, because they don't have any other chochas. They need a chocha of shehiye, of 20 years, according to Rabbi, to make it, to say, b'teiris vadois Ishtai. Here you need a chocha of akaponim. Akaponim, we see there is a concept of Ishtai. So perhaps the cheskes kashris of the mother is also enough of a biru, as long as I'm not saying an impossibility. Let us see Taifis. Vatanya ben Shmeina osa letautaloi. Vim yoche liya isbaka yome lehoya osa letautaloi. If there's such a thing, umishani oche b'mayiskina, shagomru simone. Here it's speaking about shagomru simone. Dei simonim yeshekere. Loitziyoy miteiras neifel b'chof shone l'rabona. So now Toysver says that Rav Bohu is speaking according to the Rabona. Ki da ashkechen l'rebi dechi gomru simonim choshev bar kayome b'shloishim yoyim kishar v'lodei. So now Toysver says a whole new mahalach. Rabbi holds that it's a ben shmoine if it's loy gomru. If it's gomru and they live 30 days, so mamele it's avade bar kayome. So according to the, so we see gomru does something. According to Rabbi, after 30 days it's avade bar kayome. So Rabbi Bo is saying, according to the chachomim, if it lived 20 years, it's also bar kayome. If it was gomru, we see that simonim are some sort of a hechochem. Umilse de Rababo ke Rabona. Rababo is going according to the Rabona. So now, the Gemara is takashe that it's an even. So Moses says, yeah, that's by loy gomru. By loy gomru, it won't live 20 years either, that's for sure. By gomru, it will live 20 years. It's possible to live 20 years. And then it's a bar kayom. Till 20 years, it's a sofik bar kayom aloy tarabonu. Avol, ein leporish, and this is how it seems a rashi learns pshat, dila rabonin in yeitzi loyla miteres neifu. According to the rabonu, it's always a neifel. Never vadi is neifel. U Rabbi b'chof shone, in according to Rabbi, after 20 years, I know it's not a neifel. Rababo ke Rabbi, dimkein ki porich arabet eisfo, if a Rababo is speaking according to Rabbi, so why when the Gemara brought rabet eisfo, the Gemara asked, rabet eisfo did according to Rabbi? As the Gemara is kash and Rabbi Taisfo, keman ke Rabbi, and why did the Gemara say San Rav Bo? Havle la mifrach Rav Bo de koibe. We're talking about Rav Bo. We're saying the whole shtick toiv Rav Bo, which Rashi says that Rav Bo is saying according to Rabbi. after 20 years, it's ice navel. So why didn't the Gemara ask can Rabbi Bo, Kerebi? So the Rashba answers this kash. He says this kash is b'chalmat shver. Why? Rabbi Bo is telling us pshatim, Rebbe. Rabbi Bo is telling us, according to Rebbe, don't be misled by the Loshon of Rebbe. That Rebbe says, if it's Gomru, I assume it's not an Eifel. You assume after 20 years. Till 20 years not. Personally, he doesn't paskin like Rebbe. Some you pshatin Rebbe. He paskins like the Rabbonim, Fashleitza. Yochid v'rab molochi kerabim. Rovetaisvo paskin v'haloche, the child is kosher, and Rovetaisvo, the Gemara is the kasha, please, how can you paskin like Rebbe? It's a das yochid. Boy, another kasha. The imkain rab, if you'll say, according to Rebbe, you need a hichoche of 20 years, came Rovetaisvo, a filoke Rebbe lo yosei. The loy choshiv le Rebbe ba kayom loy madishtoy aidei aichoche yisere shechaichov shone. That means how could you bring a raya from Rebbe? Rebbe says ishtoy, not some way you say ishtoy. If you have aichoche lived for 20 years, so then you say ishtoy. So that motivates you to say ishtoy. It's not such an easy thing to say. So what, but where do you have aichoche that over here was ishtoy? Elonire l'rike de pirashnu. That what? That Rabbi Bo is going according to the Rabbonon. According to Rabbi after 30 days, and Simonim, the Nigmurus, Saris, and Tziponov, it's a Vadi Bar Kayom, according to the Rabbonon, after 20 years. Benire. Now, Taisva says that filu nigmeru simonim. Now, according to the Rabbono, that filu nigmeru simonim to osa letautaloi. Filu nigmeru simonim, according to the Rabbono, it osa letautaloi. The betisefte bosa rahu de ben ches areyu ke'evin bosa letautaloi. Ktoni Ezel ben Shmoine Shaloikololoi Chadoshot. Vahainu, that's this machloikis. After this they said, Ezel ben Shmoine Kol Shaloikololoi Chadoshot. Rabbi Yaima Simone Mechichemolov. But this Beraise is explaining the previous Beraise. Ben Shmoine Areyu Ke'evin V'osu L'Taltoi. Ezehu Ben Shmoine. Who is that Ben Shmoine that Osu L'Taltoi? Kol Shalai Kol Oloi Chadoshav. The Rabbonon say. V'hainu Afilu Gomru. Ben Yoitzi Miteiras Neifu B'Shloishim Yoim Elei Dei Eschim. So now, Taisvis is saying that Afilu, according to the Rabbonon, Taisvis just said that Afilu, according to the Rabbonon, Afilu, according to the Rabbonon, after 20 years, I assume it's Avadei Ben Kayome, that's if he lived 20 years, then Avadei Ben Kayome, the first 8 days, even though it's Gomru, Sarovitz, Ipernov, if you'll ask me statistically, will this child live for 20 years, I'll tell you there's a 99% chance he won't live for 20 years. So Memele, so I assume, even though it's Gomru, Sarovitz, Ipernov, I assume he's a Badi Neifo. 99% tells me he's a Neifo. Lo Yishriyachu, V'osa L'taltole. So, Bafal Pika, and if he did live 20 years, then he's about the Bar Kayom. But Basharu Shom, it's also Betiltu. So now we have to understand one thing. Taisvis, the Gemara asked Akashe on Rabbi Abo. Rabbi Abo said, what did Rabbi Abo say? Rabbi Abo said an innocent statement. Rabbi Abo said, that if he'll live 20 years, it's a bar kayomer. Enoisim b'maisa at shiyei ben eschim. That's all he said. It's a bak hayom. So the Gemara says, uben shmoine mikochai, it's mukze. So Tosfos said, v'im yochel li yis bar kayome, if it's a possibility, it'll be a bar kayome, oy hoya osa letaltaloi. It can't be that he's a, that he could, if he could live, it's a possibility he could live. That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was that, Gemara's kasha was that he can't, if he could live, so it wouldn't be mukta. That was the whole kasha. And the Gemara answers, Mishani Oche b'mayaskinin shegomru simonim b'ayidei simonim yeshe keire lohitzioi miteres neifel b'chofshon. So the Gemara answered that, yeah, with simonim there's a possibility he might live. So the beginning of Tosfos says that with simonim it's not mukta. Because it's a possible, that's what seems sometimes with simonim he could live. The Gemara is Takashi, we could live, it's not mukta. So Moses said, yet, with simonim he could live. With simonim he could live. So, for the beginning of Tais, it would seem, in that what it says, it's mukta, without simonim. That's the beginning of Taisvis. The end of Taisvis, now Taisvis, as you know, even Rabbi Bo said, according to the Rabbonon, that after 20 years, if he lives, he's a bar kayome, but it's still mukta. So the beginning and the end of Tosfos do not stim. Rabbi Kivega wants to say pshat in Tosfos as follows. The lotion of Rav Abo is, Ein oisin behen maise at shiyu ben esrim. That, Ein oisin behen maise means I cannot assume betoires vadois that they're a soris, that they're an islandist, that is a bar kayoma at shiyu ben esrim. Ein oisin behen maise would seem to say that there's something to think about, but a nice and b'mais, a chiyu ben esrim. So, Rav Abo said that there's a suffix till esrim, and when they're ben esrim, they're vadai. So the Gemara asked the kasha, if it's a suffix till esrim, so it's not mukta. Why should it be mukta? It's a suffix chayis. Why should it be mukta? That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara said that, no, we're talking about that there's simonim. So it means if there's simonim, there's a suffix already. That's the beginning of the sugi. But Rabbi Kivega says, at the end of the sugi, we know there's a Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that says that after 30 days, after 30 days, it's oisneifel already. After 30 days, it's oisneifel. With simonim, and 30 days, it's oisneifel. So, now we can say pshat in Rabbi Bo, that Rabbi Bo says, ein oisim ben maishet shu ben esrim means as follows. That even though Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, that after 30 days, it's a vadei oisneifel, but we can't rely on Rav Shimon Gamliel. We have to wait till 20 years, because we're machma according to the Chachomim. But Tosfos says, but according to the Chachomim alone, since 20 years is a milsa deloy shchiche, so milsa deloy shchiche, I have to assume that lemaise, that it is muktzatake. That is what Rabbi Kivega says. He says, the lotion of Rabbo would seem that before 20 years it's a suffix. The shaila is, why is it a suffix? So according to the Maskonis HaGemara, it is a suffix because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is chaylik on the Chachamim. But I can't rely completely on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So that's the lotion in Eisim B'maisa. But according to the Chachamim Taket, I have to assume till 20 years come about that it's about a neif. I have to assume, because most probably it is a neif. It's just like shchichat shalip for 20 years. Even the ikor of Shimon Gamliel to Oma Mishtai. Taima, the hashte masme, the plukte the Rav Shimon Gamliel Rabbonim, the ben shmoine, the choshev bar kayom el Rav Shimon Gamliel, the leila Rabbonim. So comes Rav Shimon Gamliel as the meikel, and the Rabbonim are the machmirim. The koshel ri, the leil bar chaylitz per kabbalazah, the mila masme, the pligi ipche. It's a fakelte machloikis, u bestam vlodis, not a ben shmoine, a stam vlad. Rab Shimon Gamliel, heiche, deloy shaw, if it did not live 30 days, chashvin elay speike, ula rabbonon chashvin elay bar kayome. That means the rabbonon hold, loy vlodis are not nefalim. So if it died in the 30 days, mistom it's not a neifel. And Rab Shimon Gamliel says, no, if it lived 30 days, I know it's not a neifel. But if it did live 30 days, it's a suffix naifel. So memele, so argumori, it seems Rav Shimon Gamliel is coming to tell us a kula, that a ben shmoine that lived 30 days is not a naifel. And the gemon achelitz, it seems that Rav Shimon Gamliel is telling us that, achumre, that Kozman didn't live 30 days, I don't know, maybe it's a naifel. It's a suffix naifel. I read the mashmalay legmore the pligi betarti. There's a double machloikis takis. Tarkoch or Rav Shimon Gamliel Ayri be ben shmoin. Rav Shimon Gamliel Zichah talking about a ben shmoin. The midatanya betesef the boss looked at the rabbi the rabbon and the lel. So memele. So it says Rav Shimon Gamliel Aymer kol shoshol labajim boda meini neifel. So we see clearly Rav Shimon Gamliel is going on this bereise of a izel ben shmoin. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Kol shesho lamed yoyim ba'adam ein neifel." So Memele, Rav Shimon Gamliel is zicher talking about a ben shmoina also. Umidekoma kol shesho. But he also said, every child that waited 30 days is not a neifel. V'loinokat imsho. So if we say imsho, so he's going on the baraisa. The Braise says that a ben shmoin is a neifel, so he would say imsho. And he says, kol shesho, mashmedosil ribuye, stam blodeis, ten yaitzim eteres neifel, ela bishloishim yoim. Vo'oide betesefte mesayim bemilsid rabshim gamlil shenema afduyov mi ben chaydish tifte. How do we know that after 30 days is not a neifel? Because then it's chal the mitzvah opinion about mashmed ba'ayri b'stam blodis midamaisi krod. It means it's being a ray from the mitzvah opinion aben that I first find out after 30 days that it's not a neifel. Boy, the imloi bo lo hoisev Rav Shimon Gamliel stam blodis ma bo lo hoisev al Rebbe. So what is he saying different than Rebbe? So L'chayr Taisa means to say Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi are saying the same thing. That both of them after 30 days in Gamru, the Taisa would say Rav Shimon Gamliel you also need Gamru. That 30 days in Gamru, that's not an Eifel. Both of them say the same thing. And so what does he Moisif? Yeah, Koch is Moisif something. And else, will else bring down Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Kol Rav Shimon Gamliel is coming to say the other way around also, that a filo not by Abadei Ben Shmoine also is a suffix neifel till 30 days pass. Bakati koshel rihodi boilam besayit Rabbi Leza de Mila mi pligi rabon olay de Rav Shimon Gamliel bestam lo de soiloi. The Gemara klels a shayv Rav Shimon Gamliel said a vlad teich lamed is a sofik neifel. So the Gemara klels ad rabbonim chaylik anem. Medagdik midoma Rav Yehuda mashmul halochik Rav Shimon Gamliel. Bechlal de pligi rabbonim. So raid rabbonim holds that it's not a neifel. Umay rayu duma mishum ben chespol ipsekemois. If we say there's a double machloikis, Rav Shimon Gamliel said that a ben shmoine after 30 days is not a neifel. Rav Shimon Gamliel also said that any child, toich shloishim is a neifel, is a sofik neifel. So Rabbi Yehuda Moshmu Paskin let Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So maybe he's coming to Paskin in the Ben Shmaina the Kishayla. So what's the raya that in the tzir when it's a normal vlad that is a machloikis? Maybe in that everyone is made. But Marie the Kimlay the Shmu Bestam Vlad is Paisekemais. Well, no, what Shmu is passing like. He nami dal kochach lebe ben shmoyne posa kemoise. Elo bestam vlodeis. The ben shmoyne ein aloche kemoise. The after 30 days. Biderav abo da hoche. Verkehrt, Rav abo paskud like the rabon. You have to wait 20 years. Why di be ben shmoyne posa kemoise. Avlo meim aloche ke rabbi v'ram shimon gamli. Let us go further. Tonu Rabbona. Eizehu Sris Chamo. Eizehu Sris Chamo. The Rabbeinu Avraham in the house says, oops, yet two words, so the Braisa will flow. Kleima. Im nodu boy Simoni Srisis. If he is already Simoni Srisis, but when is he called Avada Isoris and Agodol? That's the shail of the Baraisa. So, when is he Avada Isoris and Agodol? Kol Shehu Ben Esrin, who's 20 years old, Vlehebish Teisaris, and Yetzimon Isrisis, so that is Asoris. Vafulu Hevi La'acha Mikan, Afulu he brought Teisaris later, Hareyu Kisoris L'chodobo, those Saris are Shume, doesn't mean anything, it doesn't show anything, and this is a soris l'chol dvor. So Bikitza, so the Baraisa says that Avadai soris is bought Simoni Srisis, 20 years old and did not bring Shtei Saris yet. That is Avadai soris and he's a god. The Eilu Hein Simonot. What are Simoni Srisis? Kol She'en Lo Yizoki. Doesn't have a beard. Usa'orai lokui, and his hair is very soft. Ubisorai machlik, his skin is very smooth, doesn't grow hair on his body. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel oima mishum Rab Yehuda ben Yoel kol shein meimov malin resiches. That the meira glayim, it does not froth, does not foam. V'yesh oimrim kol amatol mayim bein oise kipe. And when he's matol mayim, it doesn't make a kipe, it doesn't go lemelchik. V'yesh oimrim kol sheshich vazare doiche, that the shich vazare is watery. V'yesh oimrim kol she'ein meimei raglov machmitzim, that the meraglayim can normally meraglayim that remains in the kalim is masriach, and this meraglayim is not masriach. Acherim oimrim kol sheroicheitz b'moisak shomim v'im besoroi male hevel. That means moisak shomim is cold, so normally when a person is roichetz b'maysak shomim, so you see like a, some sort of hevel coming out from the goof. And by him, you don't see this. Rab Shimon ben Elozar oimer, kol shekoylei lokoi, reinei nire bein ish leisha. This voice sounds like a woman's voice. These are all simonim of a soros. Ve'izehi islandis, which is an islandis, Vadois. Kol shibas esmu b'yibesaris. That's the raya. Abas esrim, and she did not bring b'yibesaris. Afu levi la'acha mikan. Afu she brought b'yibesaris later, that's nothing already. Arei hi ka'ayunis l'chol d'borel. Ve'eilu hein simona. What are the simonim of an islandis? Kol she'en lo badim. She doesn't have badim like an isha. Umiskashe bishas tashmish. She has difficulties in tashmish. Tashmish is koshelo. Abishim gamli loimel kol she'ein lo shipulei me'ayim.
That means that Shipul Me'am Rashi says, Kamin Kaf Lamaila Me'oisem Mokim, there's a Mokim that's Tafuach, that's Boilet, the Lamaila Me'oisem Mokim, and she doesn't have this Kaf is connected to the Beis HaRechem, and she doesn't have this Boso Tafuach. Rab Shimon Elazar Meikel Kol Shekoyl Ovo VeEino Nikeres Bein Ishali. She has a deep voice, like a man's voice, and a male. These are the Simoni Islanders. Itma Simone Solis Rav Huna Omar Achiye Kulam. In order to be a Vaday Solis, you have to have all the Simoni. Afilu one simon is also a soris. So now the Gemara says as follows. If this person brought two saris bezokit, we'll see these two saris is not two saris that make him ois soris. The two saris that make him oisoris is b'mekayim eisacherim. Tusaris bezokin does not make him a godel. These are not the shtei saris. Is kula abak, but there's some sort of a reis over here. He puts tusaris bezokin. Is kula amalei pligi that ad shehe kulam. Then Rabbi Yochanan is also made in order for him to be a bad eisoris, you need the simonim. Ki pligi b'shaloi hevi. He didn't bring two saris bezokin. He didn't bring two saris bezokin. So then Rabbi Yochanan says, with one simon he's a badi saris, and Rabbi Yochanan says, you have to bring all the simonim in order to be a badi saris. Eloha da oma, so the Gemara asks as follows, Eloha da oma lo rabbe barabu el rabbonam. Rabba Barabu told the Rabbonon, I knew Bey Berab Nachman, I besoroi malahebel, Esev lay bras. Rabba Barabu had a daughter, and he was very interested in taking Rab Nachman for a son-in-law. But seems he had a suffix if Rab Nachman was a soris. So he told them, look, when he goes into the Bimaisak Shomin, he psore mala hevel, so I know Klor, he's not a soris. Esev lebras. So lechere keman kerafune. So it comes out that Rabba Babu held like Rafune. And if he doesn't, if you hold that one simon is enough, so psore is malahevel, but you don't need all simonim. So lochere would seem that Rabba Barabu holds like Rabune. So the Gemara says, loy, Rav Nachman sichi dikna havelay. No, Rav Nachman had a few strands of hair coming out of his beard. So Memela, we just mentioned before, then you need all the simonim in order to be a soris. So Mamela, so if I see that his boser is Mala Hevels, I know Chlor is not a soris. That's the end of this. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Lokoi Rach, the hair is Rach, Machlik Cholok, it's smooth, Kibsarisha, Der Psarishli is soya, Eresicha is Ashkumet, foam, sprouts, Kippa, Kiluach, Orach, Lemelchik, Doiche, Sheine, Kosher, Elotzol, Kamayim, it's watery, Machmitze, Masrichen, Kshashem, Bekli, Hevel, Chamimais, Kein, Osham. Miskashi, Bishas, Tashmish, Tashmish, Kosholo, Shepoy, Lemayim, Kimin, Kaf, Lemayim, Meisim, Och, Gedombe, Perkei, Tzidoy. Eisev, Lebras, Alma, Kiven, the Lesnayu, Kulu, Simone, Soritz. He doesn't have all the simoni soris. The botzalei high, he's missing this simon. Lamarzakina like a soris. He's not a soris. It seems he holds like Rav Huna. Gemara says no. Sichi dikne. You say they sazok. Kone bekamen bekaimus habalei sar biskonoi. So Mamela, so then Afala Rabbi Yochanan also holds he need all the simonim in order that he should be a sora. So if he doesn't have one simon, so we know Chloe by the sora. Ad sheyehei bekulam. The Gemara said, according to Rav Huna, that in order to be a Vaday Soris, you have to have all Simon. So Taisa says, Afal Gav da Amoran Le'el the Binin She'eloki Mime Imoy. Now, let us just remind ourselves. The Gemara said, we paskin like Rabbi Kiva. Now, Rabbi Kiva says that Asris Chama is, there's no din of Yibum by Asris Chama because he never had a Shas HaKosha. That means he never had a Shas HaKosha in Mimei Ima, he was a Soris. So then there's no din of Yibum. If he became a Soris later, then they have all Simonim. In order to assume that you're a Soris. One Simon doesn't mean you're a Soris. So Taisvis asks, Aval gav da moran la, the bini shei loki mi mei imoim, vi yesh simonim shein yechaylum lihivo da mi shein oilot. And there are certain simonim that you can't know mi shein oilot. So how do you know he was born a Soros? Maybe became a Soros later. Mi kol mokim. Kivin shenikar miyad shein oise kipit. Since when he was born, that's what the Gemara says. So this simon you can tell right away. Shein oise kipit. Uvishar simonim nikorim kol echad kshehu bizmanoi. Oichi acharishoin ala acherim shemimei imoi huloki. So then, from the first simon, we see that he always was a soris. So the first simon is a ray in everything. So, poshet, we learn pshat and taisvis. To me, mistake. That means, between you and me, from that what he had, one simon of Srisos, that alone really doesn't prove he's a Soris. I don't have a reyeser, but I don't have proof that he's a Soris. And later we see that, he has more simon in Srisos. So between you and me, we could still clear and things like, listen, you're only a Soris if you have all simonim. Now, when he was raised, he was 15 years old, when he was 20 years old, the Chvesa says he has all simonim. Now he has all simonim. Till now, could be he was a Soris, could be he wasn't a Soris. So Taisra says, he started off like a Soris. I assume he's a Soris. I mean, we're speaking about Rematra Yibam Alashuk over here. That's the Ivrin Taisus. Rabbi Kevege says he wants to be Mamtik Divrei HaTaisus. If Taisus means this, he's not 100% sure, but Al Kaponim, he wants to say a beautiful beer in Taisus. And he says as follows. He says that, let's say a person is now 20 years old and he has all simonis chisis. So now I know Klo, he's a Soris, that's for sure. Al Klara Shaila, was he a Soris 10 years ago? Was he a Soris 20 years ago when he was a boy? Al Klara Shaila. So Rabbi Kevega says, so what do you say? I don't know. We always go bosa chazoke de mitor. We don't go bosa chazoke de hashte. So Rabbi Kevega says no. He says, you know, when you don't go bosa chazoke de hashte, if you have a chazoke de mitor, that's misnagit. But if you don't have a chazoke de mitor, that's misnagit, you go bosa chazoke de hashte. Now he explains.
That means like this. Now this person is a soris. That's for sure. Now he is all simonim. Now he's a soris. Now, if you'll say that he wasn't a soris before, so you'll say there was a change. That means a change occurred in this person. Now he's a soris, and before he was not a soris. If I say he always was a soris, so I'll say, so there never was a change. He says, that's the taich of chazoke. Chazoke tells me I'm mechuyev to assume there was not a change. If there's a chazoke de meikore, and a chazoke de hashte, the chazoke de hashte is minaged the chazoke de meikore. That means, let's say we had entices before. The child was born a cot. Now he's a godel. What was he 5 days ago? So faket. So there we have a conflict. The chazoke de mikore says he was a cot because he was a cot all along. So now he became a godel. A minute ago he became a godel. So there a chazoke de mikore is stronger than a chazoke de hashte. But if you don't have a chazoke de mikore, so he says chazoke de hashte, Paskin's eyes, that he always was what he is now. Or else that's a stirat hachazoke. That's what Rabbi Kivega says. Rabbi Kivega says, but, let us say for 1 minute, that let's say this child was born, and he was not matal mayim, he was matal mayim kikido. He was matal mayim like a normal child. It was matal mayim. He was matal mayim. Now, so, let me clear a shayla. When the child was first born, he's matal mayim. We'll see later, even though he could still be a source, even though then he was matal mayim. That we'll see later. But we'll clear a shayla. When he was born, is this child a soris or not a soris? So we'll say, roiv children who are matal mayim normally are not sarisim. So that means, as soon as he was born, and we saw his matal mayim like roiv children, so roiv tells me he's not a soris. If roiv told me he's not a soris, so then we create a chazoke mikoyach roiv, and we say, since we assumed that he wasn't a soris al tzroi, so now we'll say that we have to assume by it that he's not a soris, because that's a chazoka abo mikoyachoy. So now I have a chazoka de mikore, which is telling me that he was not a soris. I assumed he wasn't a soris mikoyachoy. Now when he's 20 years old, I see he's a soris. So you know what I do? I say, now I became a soris. Because I have a chazoka de mikore that says he was not a soris. He says, that is davke if when he was born, he was matal mayim kikipe, so memele, so then I can use the roif. What is when he was born, he wasn't matal mayim kikipe? So then you don't have a roif anymore. Because Tesis is later clo like that. A child does not matal mayim kikipe. There's no roiv of such children who are not sarisim. This already something's modna with this child. She says, that's pshat in Taisvis. Taisvis means, if when he was born he was not matal mayim kikipe, so al kaponim I don't have a roiv that is telling me that he is not a saris. So I don't have a chazoke de mikore that we created from the roif, which is telling me that he was not a soris b'shas leide. So I only have a chazoke da hashte. So chazoke da hashte will tell me he always was a soris. It's not, that's pshat in Taisvis. Pshat in Taisvis was, if when he was born, kivin shenike miyad shein oise kipe, so memele, so I never have a roiv anymore. So then I can pass kenois from chazok with chazok da hashte that he always was a soris. That's how Rabbi Kivega says pshat and toises. Bim prima. Hoda omrinam koten oktana. This is a memra of Rab Meir. Koten oktana leichutzim v'loy miyabme.
that Rabbeya holds they're not permitted to be miyabim, they're not permitted to give chalitza. Katan shema yimtza soris. Maybe it's a soris. Rab Meir was chayish lemiyuta. Roiv ktanim or anatzeris. But Rab Meir was chayish lemiyuta. So Taisva says, kshematul mayim v'oise kipe, if he was matul mayim v'oise kipe, yachloitz v'yiyabem l'rav hune d'omar achiyei bekulo. According to Rav Hune, that holds achiyei bekulo, that you need all simonim in order that he should be a, that he, they need all simonim to tell me that he's a soris. That means like this. When he's 20 years old, and he hears all simonim, besides the bosel's not malahevel. So I say, he's vadei not a soris. In order to be a soris, you have to have all simonim. So let me just say one vote that Rabbi Kivega says. So Toisus and the Kasha held. So just like you need all simonim to make him for a soris, if you have a simon leheper, so that's a simon that is not a soris. That means not being matul mayim kikipe is a simon that is not a soris. So Taisva says, is lavuna do omarachie bekulon. Vafilum yivodu kol hasimon samemele. So that's the yesod of Toisvis. That what? That according to Rav Hune, you need all simonim to say that he is a soris. And if he doesn't have the simonim, so that is saying that he's not a soris. Is vafilum yivodu kol hasimonim la'achem mikan ein bekach klum. Safilu later he'll bring all simonim. And I know now, Klo, he is a soris. But even shloyoyo loki mi meimoy, but since he wasn't loki mi meimoy, so he had a shasa koisha. And if he had a shasa koisha, he's permitted to be miyabim. So what is the sfore of Rav Meir? Rav Meir says that what? Rav Meir is chayish. Maybe he'll bring simonis rises. So Taisin says, naniach. Afilu he'll bring simonis rises. But according to Rav Hune, that you need all the simonim to tell me he's a soris. So if he had the hepach of these simonim, so that's telling me he's not a soris. So this person was not a soris b'shas leide. So he had a shasa kosher, so memela, that would be miyab gesunta heit. If there was a shasa kosher, so it could also be miyabim in cholitz. And Taisvis asked bediyek davka according to Rav Hune, according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, a person only needs one simon. So let's say he doesn't have a zokin. So all other simonim is matamayim bekipes v'bosels. He's a soris. So this is not a stira to srisis. That means that what he's matamayim geherik, that what the bosels malahebel, that's no stira to srisis. A person can have these in yonim and still be a soris. One simon shows that he's a soris. Only more than one simon. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, Taisus doesn't have a kasha. Taisus understood Rabbi Meir very well. Maybe this person, who knows? Maybe this is chayish lemiyuta. So maybe this person will bring simonis rises. No, you need is one simon. And for kert way we mentioned before from Rabbi Kiveger, and if he'll bring one simon, so we say Rabbi Meir is not chayish lemiyuta. That doesn't go by Rabbi is chayish lemiyuta. So we'll say fakert. We have the chazoke the hash. So we'll be mevar. He always was a soris. He'll bring one simon. So I'll say he always was a soris. Finish. He never changed. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, Taisvis understood Rameir beautifully. But Taisvis asks, according to Rav Huna, that Rav Huna says you need all simonim to become a soris. So lachayre, if you don't bring the simonim, it's a not a soris. So there was a shasa kosher if they didn't bring the simonim right away. Taisa, you can't say that Rameya is speaking about a cotton who had all some on his rhesus. When he was a cotton, he wasn't matl maim, and he had to say all some on his rhesus. Behold, duch the mashma the time in mishim the chayshin and lemiut. Vizeha yetaim edoise sheshbem simonis rises bekatnusum rubo mesaknim vlav srisinino. If we're speaking about a cotton that had simonis rises, so there's no roiv of these ktanim which are not srisim. And from Chazal it seems that the whole time of Rameis is chayish lamiyat. In such a case, there's no roiv that are not srisim. By the lakama bepeg beshame mashma the choltan in my rabbi Rabbi Yavukotin shabai yiba magdelet kadlenu the kamrina leima masnisn like rabbi v'oymeri the hod beina leel shei by simoni soris mishanayla. So Taisa says no, that what we need simoni soris mishanayla the hainu lechoshev vaday soris, that he should be a vaday soris. And we don't make a chazok mikoyach roi that he's not a soris. Avol sofik soris, havi afal pisha ein boi simoni soris. But Taisvis, that's what Bekevega says, Taisvis fell off from that. Taisvis said, even though, in order to be a vadai soris, need all simonim, by not bringing the simonim, that doesn't mean you're a vadai not soris. It's a sofik. Could be you are a soris and you don't have some money. V'chein peirish rashbam v'yoytzei doifin gabi hodo oma v'chiloi ne'ul duboi simoni soris at kamo. The Gemara says like this. We learned so far, if a person brings shtei saris by 18 years old, he's not a soris, he's a godel. If a person brings, it's 20 years old and he doesn't bring shtei saris and he brings simoni srisis, he's a godel and a soris. What if he doesn't bring Simoni Srisis and he doesn't bring Shtei Saris? Bechilo inel the boy Simoni Saris and he doesn't bring Saris at Kamo, so to when is he a cotton? Ad Roiv Shenoisov. So we wait till 35 years and a day. Perish, Ad Roiv Shenoisov im loy hevi. So the Rashbam says if he did not bring Saris, and he's 35 in a day, so I assume now that he's a godel, havi godel, vadai, the soris vadai, and he's a vadai soris. So what do we see from this Rashbam? We see from this Rashbam that it is possible a person can be a vadai soris without any simonim. Not the way Taisus had assumed before that not Simonis Rises according to Rav Huna is proof that he's not a soris. And after you talk, Rav Huna only said the other way around. Simonis Rises is a proof that he is a vadai soris. Not Simonis Rises, I don't know. And Taisus says, I'll prove it to you from the Rashbam. Because the Rashbam says that a person who did not bring any Simonis Rises, and he did not bring Saris by 35 in a day, he's a Vadai Godel and a Vadai Soris without any Simonis Rises. Avol Koidem Lochein, before 35, who cotton? He's a Din cotton. V'yeshloi din ben tishe michof vad roiv shenoisov. V'imhevi beisaris michof vad koidem roiv shenoisov. Havi godo v'loisov.